Our sermon this morning is based on a reading from Job chapter 14, verses 7 through 9. For there is hope for a tree, if it is cut down, that it will sprout again, and that its shoots will not cease. Though its roots grow old in the earth and its stump dies in the ground, yet at the scent of water it will bud and put forth branches like a young plant. Thank you, God, for planting us in your heart of love. Did you know that there was such a thing as a contest for the European Tree of the Year? The 2026 winner is pictured on the screen. It's an oak tree in Lithuania. The announcement for the Tree of the Year award says, 400 years ago, a tiny common oak seed sprouted in the Lithuanian village of Rukai. Over the centuries, it's grown into a towering tree, withstanding frigid winters, providing shade on warm summer days, and serving as a place of respite. The master of ceremonies at the awards show said, "Old magnificent trees are like silent pillars of our time. They stand firm where the world around them changes in a fast and unpredictable gallop. In their rings lies the memory of the landscape and of society, reminding us that all true stability does not arise from haste, but from patient and quiet growth. When we care for them, we are not only protecting nature, but also our own ability to stay rooted in unsettled times and to remember all the days that have shaped our present." It's a fitting tribute as we look forward to celebrating Earth Day on the 22nd. So congratulations to the Lithuanian Oak of Lukai for winning this prestigious award. Yes, yes, beautiful tree. But what does the award entail? Does the Lithuanian oak receive a medal? Are the other trees around it jealous? Are the other trees saying to themselves, "I'll get that medal next year"? Is that the hope for a tree, to one day receive the award for the best tree in all of Europe? That is not exactly what Job was talking about. Job. Our buddy Job. The book of Job is one of the most poetic in the entire Bible, on a par with the Psalms. We know the basics of his story, that Satan called him out because he was just so darn blessed, and he dared God to take all of Job's blessings and see how faithful and pious Job really was. "Let's see what Job says about you then, God." So God took the dare and gave to Satan the go-ahead to afflict Job grievously. After Job lost his possessions, his livestock, his children, he sat down in a heap of ashes and lamented what had happened to him. He described his devastation to his three friends, who were baffled that even in the midst of all his loss and pain and sorrow, Job still had the audacity to talk about hope. His wife had told him to curse God and die, but Job refused to do so. He still held on to hope, and he would not let go of that hope. In the midst of destruction and unexplained evil, it's hard to hang on to hope. When lethality lingers all around us and there seems to be never-ending and deepening darkness, it's hard to hang on to hope. But Job did. Job is one of those, hey, the glass is half full kind of guys. He's one of my guys. He looked at a tree stump and saw something most of us would not. He looked at a tree stump and thought, we would look at a tree stump and think, well, that's the end of that. Ain't nothing going to grow else from that. Give it up, dig it up, and find something else to hang your hat on. But Job, a man going through more agony and aching than most of us could bear, instead of wallowing in despair, Job chose hope. He looked at the stump and he saw something more. He saw hope for old roots in a dead stump. He saw shoots sprouting out of what appeared to be a lifeless stump, and his heart stirred with hope. Job was a hopeful kind of guy. Centuries before Jesus Christ ever arrived on earth, Job invoked his power and his presence. "I know my Redeemer lives," Job said, "and in the end he will stand upon the earth." He pictured the lonely stump being revived by the scent of water. What Job reminds us of, which Job did not know but somehow intuitively felt, what Job reminds us of is the source of living water. Jesus declared it himself of himself, "I am the living water that gives new life and new growth to that which is perceived as dead and hopeless. I am the the tree that no one else gives any credence or credit to. Even though Job didn't know Christ, he knew the promise of a coming Messiah, and in his darkest moments, he clung to the hope symbolized by the tree stump. Cut down and cast out himself, Job knew this was the time to dig deeper and trust more in God's promises than ever before, especially the promise that in the midst of painful proceedings, God is going to be there for us with light and love and living waters poured down to refresh and revive and resuscitate even the most downtrodden heart. Heart like yours? Job shows us that we are all susceptible to hard, bewildering setbacks. Job was said to be blameless and upright, one who feared God and turned away from evil, and yet all this bad stuff happened to him. Why? Are we at the whims of a capricious God who makes us fall and fail just for his own kicks and giggles? A God who offers no hope and just shrugs and says, it is what it is. We wouldn't blame Job if that was the conclusion he came to after all he went through. But Job clung to a stump of hope, a root of righteousness, to a promise he couldn't see, but he could feel even in his sad, hurting heart. Job calls to us down through the ages and reminds us that even the world around us seems to be falling apart. We must not get discouraged. We must not give up hope. Because the promise Job articulated with longing has been made real to us. The promise of living, restoring, redemptive waters has come true for us in the person Jesus Christ. He is the one who lovingly cares for us when we are at our lowest. He is the one who says to us, come to me, and I will give you water and rest. Come to me, and I will bring you unto the Father of us all and make all things new for you. Jesus is the one who says to us, I will bring you into the new garden of God where your stump of a heart will bloom and blossom and grow and beat with courage. And that word again, hope. The promise was enough to get Job out of the ash heap and back onto his feet. He didn't get all the answers he wanted, but he got what he needed, a new view and a new appreciation of the majesty and mercy of God, and a new chance at life, more possessions, more livestock, more children. Yes, sometimes we feel stumped that we have to go through stuff to find ourselves starting to grow again. The living water, Jesus tells us once more, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me, though they were dead, yet shall they live. As a new plant with new life, as a new hope, as a testament to the power of God to bring life from the dead, as a celebration of the love God rains upon each of us. With God, all things are possible. Even a stump can burst back into life and flourish again. It just needs a little bit of watering. And Jesus offers that living water that makes what seems dead come alive again. Jesus himself was once dead, and through the power of God, he came back to life to offer us life abundant and hope eternal. Our revival can happen. It will happen on what John called the great day, when all the hopes of all the trees are realized and they are replanted in a new and eternal Eden, never ever reduced to a stunted stump again. Yes, my friend, there is hope for a tree, and there is hope for you, and there's hope for me. Let us pray. Pour out your living water upon us, Jesus. Refresh us, revive us. Keep us courageous. Don't let us give up hope. Indeed, you are our hope, our light, our life. And we praise you and our God who sent you to us to save us and reclaim us and renew us. Amen.